You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me, talking with Dave Gustafson from the Santa Barbara City Redevelopment Agency. We want to talk about the Urban Village at Carrillo, across from the new Hotel Andalucia.
Andalucia.
I'll never pronounce that correctly, as long as I live. But I do want to finish up on Visitor Center. Where is that? Oh, the Visitor Center condominium purchase. Yes. So the existing Visitor Center is at the corner of Cabrillo and Garden.
That's right. With beautifully renovated bathrooms, by the way, public bathrooms. And that's operated by the Chamber of Commerce. And we began talking some years ago with them about locating a visitor center somewhere on State Street, because what happens typically here is a lot of folks come to town, they come to the waterfront. It's important to our retail environment that they come up State Street. So we've had a lot of policies trying to draw people up that way, so we thought it would be important to have an expanded visitor center on State Street. For a while, it was going to go on that little triangular vacant piece of property between the railroad tracks and the State Street Hotel. But we abandoned that when the Ritz-Carlton project started being planned. And what happened ultimately was we negotiated with the Ritz-Carlton Club project to provide us condominium office space in the project when it's built for a visitor center there. So we'll have both the visitor center at Garden and Cabrillo, and we'll have this satellite of it in the Ritz-Carlton Club.
Nice. Nice negotiating.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good outcome for keeping that flow of interest and traffic and visitors up State Street from the waterfront.
I drove down to pick someone up at the train station the other day, and I drove by the fig tree and saw the fence around that. What's going on down there?
We're doing some improvements to make sure the tree remains healthy. No one wants to lose that fantastic fig tree. We also have a project in the works where we're attempting to acquire an historic train car, interestingly enough called the Santa Barbara, and have it restored and placed on the historic rail spur there right by the fig tree.
I love old train cars. I read about that in the paper. Yeah. I know that at first the car that used to be at the Miramar Hotel was considered, but
It wasn't quite the right vintage, and it wasn't quite the right size. This one is beautiful. It's a business car from the 1920s that very possibly might have come through Santa Barbara. It was named the Santa Barbara. It's being fully restored to be the kind of car that it was originally, which when affluent folks would have their private car, and they'd travel on the rails, and they'd come to when the Potter Hotel was there before it burned down on the waterfront. They would come and park their private cars on the rail spur and then stay at the Potter Hotel for a while.
Very, very cool. Very cool. I'd love to see that. When do we expect to see that?
Probably a year and a half before it's in place.
Okay, right on time. Okay, so we talked, I mentioned the Hotel Andalucia.
I'm saying Andalucia, but
Andalucia.
You know, folks out there might know better than
Andalucia
than I do.
Hotel Andalucia. and across from that is the existing bus station, the city bus station, and the Greyhound bus station.
That's
and there's
right.
all this talk.
Right.
Anything updated since?
We're in a planning process, and we began that planning process with the concept that we would try to take the properties that involve the Greyhound bus depot, the valet parking lot immediately to the east of it, the valet parking lot for Saks Fifth Avenue, the city parking lot number 3 behind there, and the MTD Transit Center, and try to jointly plan with all the property owners for one big urban village project that would be transit-oriented, that would provide housing, would provide retail and office, and would replace the parking that's there and park the project.
How far back would it come towards the Arlington?
It actually goes all the way up to Figueroa. So it's the full block, and you know, it's behind.
You still leave that little arch.
Well, actually, the original plans haven't worked out quite as we had hoped. For their various business exigencies, the owner of the Greyhound property and the Saks Fifth Avenue property are not prepared to enter into that joint planning effort. So for the moment, we're now joint planning with MTD just to look at our Lot 3 and their transit center. And that would include a reconfiguration of the transit center, probably make it linear along Chapala, and then build the parking, structured parking, and have on the podium a mix of housing, including market rate housing through very affordable housing. So we've engaged a professional planning team and an economic analysis team to help us plan that project.
Now, the Greyhound, if he went along with this, would this include keeping the Greyhound there?
If there were the possibility for the property owner of that property to come back into this planning process, it could be that Greyhound could be accommodated somewhere in the reconfigured project or successfully relocated to some other spot. But currently, there's a significant lease with the property owner in Greyhound that makes that not possible at the moment. So.
And
we still have hope.
He can't receive a Dear Dave letter. Is that the eminent domain
we're
letter?
Not Dave. Enough blight there. I'm sorry, Mark. We're not doing that.
So. You're not justified. No way.
No. And again, as I say, the redevelopment agency's been very, very cautious about using eminent domain historically. So.
Well, and we have to watch out for the underprivileged and the needy shoppers at Saks Fifth Avenue, you know, the valet parking. I mean, what would they do? It would be, I could see I could see heels being broken. This could be a real problem.
A tragedy.
A real tragedy.
Crisis, yeah. Well, but I'm very excited about that project. I think it's an opportunity to do a really significant development, mixed-use, urban village, transit village, cutting-edge kind of development in one of our vacant spots downtown.
Now, it does sound like a good idea if from that perspective. But what do you say to the people who think that the train station, you know, should be the hub with the bus? The problem is it's just not. It's not downtown where you can walk.
It's good you brought it up, actually. Part of this study that we're doing also involves some transit professionals looking at alternatives for siting the transit center. Should it stay there where it is now? Or should it move off to some other place, some other as yet unidentified piece of property? And that includes as one of the sites to analyze the Railroad Depot area. So the problem there, of course, is the times the time that it adds to the folks who have to ride the bus. If most of them work downtown and they have to go first land at the railroad station and then take a shuttle uptown, it adds to their ride times.
So considerably.
We've got transit professionals and transportation professionals looking at that as part of the study.
Versus putting the bus station at Carrillo and having the shuttle take the people from the train.
Right. Right.
Which might...
I think if you polled, it'd be a good question for MTD, and we'll be getting into that with this analysis, but I think if you polled their ridership, you'd find that a great majority of them work downtown and like to land downtown at Carrillo and Chapala rather than folks that come from the train, from the bus, and typically, I'm sorry, ride from the, come from the train and typically need to move uptown to jobs. I don't think there's a lot of commuters.
Right. So it would be more of a vacationing visitors thing.
Visitors, and then we have the waterfront downtown shuttle that's available
to
those folks.
Know.
And ride time isn't so important to them. They're recreating. You know,
you're good at this. You're good at this, Dave. It makes sense. It makes sense. See what else we got on this board. What have I missed, Dave?
Well, I would point out that just about 2 weeks ago, the Redevelopment Agency Board gave us direction to include about $8 million worth of new projects in the 2007 budget, and there's some pretty exciting ones there. One of them has to do with the Ensemble Theater, being able to get their small theater that's on the campus of the State Historic Park renovated and also make improvements to that general area, which will really the redevelopment agency's really committed to preserving the arts as part of the social context and in the cultural context of downtown, which makes it more vibrant. So we're doing that for the Ensemble Theater. We're in the midst of negotiating a deal with the Solstice folks to convert the old Recycle Center at the corner of Ortega and Garden into a cultural arts workshop where they can not only stage the parade every year from, which they're doing right now, by the way, on a use permit there, but ultimately it can be available for all of the performing arts venues downtown to build sets, to design costumes, to have rehearsals, that kind of thing. So
yeah, I did notice.
That's pretty exciting.
I did notice on your 2007 budget, yeah. I meant the Center Stage Theater, a Libero Theater acoustics upgrade. And then even for this year, there was another theater. I can't see which
another
one it was. But
interesting
who owns
one.
All these?
They're most of them are owned by nonprofits,
oh, okay.
private nonprofits.
Okay. So not owned by the city.
Yeah. There's another one where we're providing additional money for other buildings as well.
Okay. I could actually use a few dollars. I want to talk to you after the program. I did want to ask you, I did see something else I wanted to ask you about, which was the Plaza de la Guerra infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this have to do with the idea of removing parking and changing the whole Plaza de la Guerra?
It has to do with taking Plaza de la Guerra and enhancing it, redeveloping it, to make it what it really is supposed to be and what it functions in some ways as, which is kind of the heart of downtown, this gathering area. And it's really not to change it radically. We think it works pretty well. It's to enhance it. It's tired. It needs new infrastructure improvements. There has been a long, multi-year process trying to figure out what to do with Plaza de la Guerra, involving the council, involving subcommittees of all the stakeholders, a lot of controversy about whether that road should be there at all, whether the parking should be there. The ultimate decision that the council made was find a way to make that space friendly for both pedestrians and vehicles.
You know, I look at that, and what about the old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? It's pleasant.
Yep.
There's a lot of grass. They have the the functions down there and the booths during the year, allows people to walk around it, and there's parking during the day. It just seems to be working for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do I know? I mean, I'm not involved in this, but...
Well, no, I think you're probably reflecting the attitude of the majority, and I think that's what we're doing. When you say fix it, in this case, what we're doing is cleaning it up. We're not radically changing it. For instance, the kind of things you'll see is there's that not attractive big electrical box that sits right in the middle of the grass. We're going to move that off somewhere else, and you know that sounds simple, but that's probably $200,000. We're going to try to find a way to treat the roadway so that maybe it has a bermed curb or something, so that when Fiesta's going on, for instance, people aren't tripping on that curb, and yet the traffic can still go through there successfully. We're not proposing to take parking away except for a couple of pinch points and a couple of places where it's a little bit unsafe. So it's those kinds of things. It's basically enhanced infrastructure and cosmetic improvements. It's not a radical change to how it functions or how it looks.
Dave Gustafson, Santa Barbara Redevelopment Agency. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure again.
It's
thank
always,
you, Mark.
Always great talking
thank
to you.
You
might hear Dave in the not-too-distant future from a replayed program from a year ago. We have him in the can. Now we have this one in the can. Maybe we'll combine the two. But I really appreciate you coming down. And
it was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Setting us straight.
Thank
Mark
you.
Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Dave's leaving. You stay where you are. We're going to come back for the fourth segment with the weekly multiple listing sales update. It's 10 minutes to the hour.